is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel says it bombed southern Lebanon today and also thwarted an Iran-backed assassination plot. The announcement on the heels of 2 days of deadly pager and walkie-talkie explosions in Lebanon. CBS's Jared Hill has more on rising tensions.
In Israel this morning, the families of hostages being held in Gaza took to the streets to voice concerns over the latest escalation. Back in the U.S., the White House says it's too soon to tell if this latest escalation will impact efforts to get those hostages home and reach a ceasefire agreement.
Lawmakers in Washington have rejected a temporary government funding plan because of a mandate attached that would require voters to show proof of citizenship when they register to vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 202, the nays are 220. The bill is not passed.
Speaker Mike Johnson's six-month resolution failed.
I'm very disappointed that it didn't pass.
Sending lawmakers scrambling now for a backup plan with less than 2 weeks until a possible government shutdown.
We ran the play. It was the best play. It was the right one. And so now we go back to the playbook. We'll draw up another play and we'll come up with a solution.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump promised mass deportations at his rally on Long Island last night. He also addressed a rare decision by the Teamsters not to put their support behind either presidential candidate.
They said we can't endorse the Democrats. So I think this is the first time in many decades that they haven't endorsed Democrats.
Several local union chapters have made endorsements. Kevin Moore heads Michigan Teamsters.
Michigan, we will focus every day of the week to make sure that all of labor unions in the state of Michigan are working together for one common cause to make sure we elect Kamala Harris.
Police in Kentucky say they believe they found the body of the suspect who opened fire along Interstate 75 in London almost 2 weeks ago and wounded five people. They came across remains that could be Joseph Couch's in some woods near the attacks. Laurel County Sheriff John Root says if they'd found him alive,
why, we could ask him what his intentions was. We could have put him through the courts. The prosecutors could have prosecuted him, and he'd have paid for what he'd done.
Music mogul Sean Combs is settling in at New York's Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn after a judge denied bail in his federal racketeering and sex trafficking case. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, says his client is all set for trial.
He's ready. He's focused. He has been ready to defend this case since he first found out about this case. Nothing has changed from his perspective.
Dow futures up 478. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Red Cross is helping a Racine family after a Hayes Avenue fire yesterday. Fire crews were called at just before noon yesterday, with them quickly bringing the fire under control and limiting the damage to the room where it started. Everyone was able to get out safely, including pets. In a statement, the Racine Fire Department is emphasizing the importance of closing doors to prevent smoke and fire spread. They remind people to close before you doze every night. Congressional candidate Peter Barca and others held a press conference yesterday to criticize Brian Stiles' stance on abortion. The former state revenue secretary and first district candidate Barca highlighted Stiles' support for overturning Roe v. Wade and his backing of a national abortion ban. The Center for Politics still lists the first as a likely Republican win for incumbent Brian Stiles. Caledonia hosts a Racine County tax talk tonight. The Village Hall boardroom will be where the community and officials will gather to talk about a proposed 0.5% sales tax. The initiative aims to address rising costs due to inflation and reduce state shared revenue. Additional sessions are planned in the upcoming weeks in Union Grove, Waterford, and the city of Racine. And a Kenosha County cleanup operation is set for Saturday. The Pike River cleanup is set to take place Saturday from 9 to noon at Petrifying Springs Park. People are invited to help come clean up the river. It's organized by the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network and the Kenosha Sport Fishing and Conservation Association. There's more about how to get involved on the Kenosha County website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee.
And delivers. Swing in a rocket to right.
manager Pat Murphy said after the game that the team had to overcome adversity to win a championship.
No one in spring training would have said the Brewers will win the NL Central, except maybe a few guys in that room. And it just talks to one thing. This is a game about people.
There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 67. Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 79. Friday night, clear skies, a low of 62. Sunshine, 80 degrees on your Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 65.
It's 57 at our studios.
I ate a pork chop. I don't want to brag or anything like that. But it's in my belly right now as we speak. And I realize that you eat at a restaurant different than you eat at home, you know? Like at home, you would never cook up a pork chop on your skillet, you know, and make it nice and hot on one side, then turn it over, make it hot on the other side, and then cut into it, see how it's going in the middle there. And then you go, man, I'm gonna love eating this delicious pork chop. As soon as it's hot enough to eat, I'll eat it. But while I'm waiting, I'm gonna eat a big loaf of bread. Do that. I have like 35 pats of butter and I'll eat that loaf of bread. And that will get my appetite sharpened up for the pork.
Bye. Magical Mystery Tour. The Beatles, Hello Goodbye, 1967, I think, right? Yeah. Hey, it's 6:10 on your Thursday morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on a, it's going to be another beautiful morning, another full moon out there. Yeah, just a gorgeous morning. The sun is coming up over Lake Michigan. And get ready to go for the green or the gold. Our WRJN text to win contest continues this morning at 7 o'clock for your chance to win either $100 cash or 14-karat gold chain and qualify for your chance to win two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold play in Green Bay. And that's coming up on, I think, December. What are the tickets for? Is December 23rd, something like that? Yeah, I got to double-check that. Yeah. Anyway, download the Civic Media app. Text the keyword when I give it to you, all right? So download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, and text the keyword when I give it to you. I'll give it to you at 7 o'clock, in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, several times. So if you miss it once, we'll give it to you throughout the hour, okay? Your chance to win. Yeah, right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. It's 6:11, Thursday morning. Simon and Garfunkel, Goo-goo-ga-choo. Here's Mrs. Robinson. The Graduate and Bancroft played Mrs. Robinson. Simon and Garfunkel, 6:15 WRJN. Here's an unusual auction item. The front door of the house Sharon Tate was murdered in by the Charles Manson cult sold for $127,000 at auction. I can't believe when they tore down the house, they saved the door and somebody bought it. But I wonder if they're using it on their house. You don't think so, do you? The ironic part about the Beach Boys, yeah, only one of the Beach Boys knew how to surf, Dennis Wilson. Nobody else knew how to. But all these surfing songs, but all right. Hey, good morning. It's 6:18 at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Increasing clouds tonight, low 67. Sunny again tomorrow, 79. Saturday, sunny, high 79. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday with a high near 75. Right now, it's a beautiful morning. Sun's rising over the lake. Clear, 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. Imagine how frustrated you would be if the power company sent you someone else's bill for 1 month. Now, imagine if they sent you someone else's bill for 18 straight years. A man in California lives in an apartment, and he recently discovered he had been getting an electric bill for his neighbor's usage for 18 years. The power company PG&E apologized for the error and said they regret any inconvenience. That's it? They said its correct usage will be reflected on his next bill. It's unclear how or if they even plan on compensating him for all those years of paying the wrong bill. That's it? That's all they're doing? 6:19 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits right here.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Bring the collegiate sports atmosphere to American Family Field for Brewers College Night, September 20th. Presented by Northwestern Mutual. Rep your college and take home a College Night tumbler with a special ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/themenights. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, congratulations to the Brewers. Yeah. They're the NL Central Division champions. Wow, that's pretty neat, huh? Now they've got a homestand with the Diamondbacks. Arizona's in town to take on the Brewers here on WRJN Game Time, 6:15 tonight. Sunshine today, highs 80, increasing cloudiness tonight, low 67. Sunshine tomorrow, sunshine Saturday, chance of rain on Sunday. Right now, clear, 61 degrees at Radio Park with Norman Greenbaum.
When I die and the limit to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. Prepare yourself, you know it's a must. You're gonna have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky. He's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky. That's where you're gonna go. We'll be right back.
Spirit in the Sky. It's WRGN with local news, timeless hits, and you know, 41% of Americans have hit peak stress and say they're more stressed now than at any other point in 2024. Here's what's stressing us out. Money, family, the election. But there is good news. The number one strategy for dealing with stress is something we can actually help you out with. Listening to music. You're welcome.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against mine. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Dutchy folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The moon to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Ah, yeah, Chuck Berry. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And get ready to win in the green or the gold in our WRJN Text to Win contest. We'll have a keyword for you coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, right after the 7 o'clock news and throughout the hour. Just download the Civic Media app. Get all ready for it. You'll see WRJN there. Click on WRJN. Then you'll see the text button at the bottom. And you'll just text us the keyword that I'm going to give you in the 7 o'clock hour for your chance to win. I think we have gold today. I think we're giving away a gold necklace. I got to double check. Yeah, I think that's what we're doing. All right, just stay right here. Hey, you applying for a job? All right. What's the most boneheaded mistake people are making in job interviews? The CEO of a hiring platform says it's common now for people to show up to job interviews knowing absolutely nothing about the job they're applying for. Her top advice? At least Google the company before you arrive so you know what you're talking about. 6:30 on the noggin now. Let's check news in the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Red Cross is helping a Racine family after a Hayes Avenue fire yesterday. Fire crews were called at just before noon yesterday, with them quickly bringing the fire under control and limiting the damage to the room where it started. Everyone was able to get out safely, including pets. In a statement, the Racine Fire Department is emphasizing the importance of closing doors to prevent smoke and fire spread. They remind people to close before you doze every night. Congressional candidate Peter Barca and others held a press conference yesterday to criticize Brian Stiles' stance on abortion. The former state revenue secretary and first district candidate Barca highlighted Stiles' support for overturning Roe v. Wade and his backing of a national abortion ban. The Center for Politics still lists the first as a likely Republican win for incumbent Brian Stiles. Caledonia hosts a Racine County tax talk tonight. The Village Hall boardroom will be where the community and officials will gather to talk about a proposed 0.5% sales tax. The initiative aims to address rising costs due to inflation and reduce state shared revenue. Additional sessions are planned in the upcoming weeks in Union Grove, Waterford, and the city of Racine. And a Kenosha County cleanup operation is set for Saturday. The Pike River cleanup is set to take place Saturday from 9 to noon at Petrifying Springs Park. People are invited to help come clean up the river. It's organized by the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network and the Kenosha Sport Fishing and Conservation Association. There's more about how to get involved on the Kenosha County website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
World Dairy Expo, a little over 10 days away, but how has the avian influenza in dairy influenced the number of cattle coming to that show? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Laura Hirschlub is general manager of World Dairy Expo, and she says, well, they are exercising all kinds of caution when it comes to bringing in cattle from outside the state to Wisconsin. She said numbers look robust for this year's event.
In terms of our dairy cattle entry numbers, we have just under 20 head under 3,000 head entered for this year's show, which is very similar to where we have been the last years, which is remarkable to me. And then when we think about our trade show, we have about 600 companies that will be represented and having booths within our exhibition hall, Coliseum, and Trade Center areas. So it's really amazing when we think about those numbers all coming together. And I think it just speaks to how special, it's a one-stop shop.
Laura Hirschlub, general manager of World Dairy Expo, says any lactating animal that's coming into Wisconsin as a part of the show will bring with it health certification papers that guarantee they are negative for the high path avian influenza. October 1st through the 4th, World Dairy Expo, Lion Energy Center in Madison.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And she spent her career influencing young people and helping them work on their leadership skills. Melanie Miller, former 4-H Youth Extension Specialist in Dunn County, ultimately 4-H Youth Development Specialist on the statewide scene, has been named one of the Class of 2024's National 4-H Hall of Fame inductees. The ceremony happens Monday, October 14th in Boise, Idaho, but there is an opportunity to stream it online. Miller, the only Wisconsin laureate inducted this year. Congratulations. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 67. Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 79. Friday night, clear skies, a low of 62. Sunshine, 80 degrees on your Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 65.
Right now, it's 58.
So it's a huge misconception that guys are like dogs and women are like cats. We have it backwards, okay? Guys, you're like cats. You're aloof and emotionally unavailable. Women are exactly like dogs. We're exactly like dogs. We're like, hey, where are you going? 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 Can I go? Can I go? Can I go? Can I go? Can I? I'm gonna wait right here. 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 I'm gonna shoes.
Great.
See, guys, you're like cats. You're like, oh, you're home. Okay, so this is what's going to happen. You're going to feed me. Then I'm going to stare at the window at nothing. Then I'm going to pass on the bathroom. Deal? Do we have a deal? Women are like dogs. We clean up after ourselves, right, ladies? You ever seen a dog vomit? Eats it right back up. Yeah, usually does it in private. Eats it up, no evidence. You don't even know what's happened. Guys, you're like cats. You'll just puke anywhere and make a huge scene about it. And then you're like, oh my God, can you clean that up? It's so gross. I don't want to touch it. I know. Here comes a dog. I got it. I got it. I totally got it.
My brother had a rock band back in the 60s. He wanted to do that song, but they couldn't understand the words to the song. And so he actually wrote to the record company, and they sent him a mimeographed sheet. Remember mimeographs? They sent him a mimeographed sheet of the lyrics. They wouldn't do that today, but they did it back then, so his band was able to sing Louie Louie. Hey, WRJN encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has all the information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district and statewide races, too. Do your civic duty and be a voter. It's 640 WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Right now, it's sunny and 62 degrees here at Radio Park.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, love me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've
powder to heal, being well, love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Refreshed with Neil Diamond, Solitary Man at WRJN. Ready for a nice people story? All right, you're going to like this story. A ninth grader in Rhode Island, his name is Emilio Santana. He just got his first haircut in 6 years. Now, there's a reason for that. He saw a little girl at the beach who was bald, and it inspired him to donate his hair. So he's been growing it out since the third grade. Finally, he went, got it all cut. The hair went to a charity called Hair We Share that makes wigs for sick children at no charge. I told you, what a sweet story, huh?
Sing. To sing and get famous. Because James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James says,
you better do that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Seven other people say,
that's a James Brown lyric. He'd write the song, say, I need a word here. That's good. I get this song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath, bound the people, say, I'm a dog, or do mine, sis, did you hear you? Hey! I don't know. Remedium, that was that, won't people know you now? Sabbath, I'm a dog, bound the people, say, jump back, wanna kiss myself.
Eddie Murphy on James Brown. It's so true, too. Yeah, that is funny. I got you, James Brown, with the fabulous Flames. And then you had Eddie Murphy doing his James Brown bit. Very funny. Hey, sunny today with a high near 80, increasing clouds tonight, low 6 to 7. Sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Right now, it's sunny. It's a beautiful morning. What a great day to wake up. 62 degrees here at Radio Park.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
WRJN.
ahead, get ready to go for the green or the gold. It's our WRGN Text to Win contest. We have a new keyword coming up for you in the 7 o'clock hour, so get ready. Download the Civic Media app. Get ready to click on WRJN, and then at the bottom of the page, text. I want you to text that keyword. I've got it coming up in a few moments for you right here.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling
congratulations to the Brewers, National League Central Division champions. Yes. All right. They'll take on the Diamondbacks at AmFam Field tonight. Game time, 6:15, right here at WRJN.
For your love. For your love.
For your love, I would
give the moon if it were mine to give.
For your love.
I'd give the stars and the sun for I live.
For your love.
To thrill you.